bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today, my friends, we're going to be talking about the need for WINGS in various communities. And if you're out there and in need of the WINGS program, I want you to give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570, and we can make it happen. And the WINGS program has helped many, many men and women, the youth and adult population as well, for people who are incarcerated, on probation, on parole, people who were in recovery from substance abuse or alcoholism. And if you're in need of this program, please give us a call. If you know someone who needs WINGS, please give us a call and we can make it happen as well. And the WINGS program is a recovery and reentry program, a 20-session program designed to motivate all men and women to think differently and to make significant life changes that are required for building a strong personal character, truly happy families, successful businesses, and a peaceful and balanced life. As designed especially for the Philadelphia prison system years ago, the WINGS program incorporates a 90-minute seminar twice a week with a host of topics to discuss throughout each and every 20-session, 10-week program. And we have many men who have graduated and gone on to do great things. And I just tell you that WINGS is out there for you. And so today we're going to be talking about the WINGS program itself and to highlight some of the great parts of the WINGS program that have helped men to get their captainship, their manhood, if you will. And so WINGS has helped a variety of different men and women from the state of Pennsylvania as well as New Jersey. And we've had men who have even done the WINGS program via virtual profiles. And so with that, we offer the WINGS program out to you, my friends. And if you are listening today and would like to sponsor the WINGS program, we would appreciate that as well. Please give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. You know, nationwide, we have several million men and women who are incarcerated for various different crimes. And within our program, we've had people of all ages and people of all different backgrounds, men and women, the youth, senior citizens. And our job is always the same, to meet people where they are and to help them to build a productive and rewarding life, to be a great a member of the community, to make an impact on their children, their families, and truly to, go the right way. And we use things such as the Word of God as a source of all great decision-making in the WINGS program. We also use aviation analogies, which is my background. And with that, we try to help men to truly be responsible, like the captain of an airplane, and to take command of their ship, making great decisions and being totally, responsible and disciplined and helping to become a role model for their children to do the same. And so in the WINGS program, we have seen, thousands of men come through the program. We've also helped people in the court by writing letters to the judge after the men graduate. in helping to get men home early, receiving a blessing of an early parole, work release, house arrest, reduction in bail, reduction in time. And I just tell you that WINGS is a very well-respected program inside the Philadelphia criminal justice system. We have also seen great accolades via the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, the criminal justice system, which incorporates the Public Defenders Association, the District Attorney's Office, has years ago welcomed us into their fold as an alternative sentencing program. And we won Program of the Year after 4 years of, implementing the WINGS program within the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. And, you know, before COVID struck, we had close to 10 years of actual mentorship programs for close to 1,800 men. And we did many, many hundreds and hundreds of seminars. Each seminar was roughly about a 2 to 2.5 hour program. And it can be designed any way that you would like it. But WINGS is available for not only the incarcerated, but for people in recovery homes. And it is available for you, my friends, if you have a circle who needs WINGS. If you know of a church, a community center, a group of individuals who are very involved with both reentry or recovery, WINGS can be implemented very quickly for the people in need of mentorship and a plan of action to get them moving forward. And we know that we're not going to, you know, succeed with every single person, but WINGS historically has had an 80% success rate. We've done very well because we are rooted in the Word of God. We use aviation analogies, and we basically reinforce things through repetition. And WINGS can be presented on a weekly basis for 5 months, 20 weeks, or it can be done twice a week for 10 weeks. And it can also be done via virtual, via telephone, in person. And so I'm presenting this to you today, my friends, because there is such a great need in our society to help men and women to get their lives in order. Because we have over 6 million men and women who are either incarcerated, on parole, probation, and basically part of that criminal justice system. And our job is to lower the recidivism rate, to help people to stay home forever and to not return to jail. And with the air in the area of recovery, we know that there's close to an 83% failure rate in recovery, which means that 83% of the population who go through recovery are not succeeding and staying clean and sober, but they are returning to the drug of choice, to the drink of choice. And that being said, we've seen a lot of success in that area too, but it takes work. It takes reinforcement through repetition. It takes, you know, the love of God, the Word of God, the peace of God to change the heart and mind of the people we are working with, to change the agenda of the people we are working with each and every week. And this is important because a lot of people have an agenda that they run with out in the streets. And they want to control that agenda completely. But in life, we know in the WINGS program that God's hand will work, you know, to bring good things out of bad situations. And so we allow God's hand to work within the WINGS program to help people to change their lives, to change their hearts, to go from a cold stone heart to a warm and loving heart, to go from a closed-minded individual to being open-minded, willing to make changes. And this is important, my friends, because we have seen all kinds of individuals. We have men who have had up to 72 arrests and men who have been who were convicted of 4 homicides. We've had men who were involved in the sale of drugs, using drugs, men who have committed 20 burglaries over a period of time, men who are involved in all kinds of crimes, my friends. And our job is to change all that and to get people working, providing for their children, their families, to buy a home, to get them moving forward so that they can have space and privacy in their own home after living in a recovery home or in a prison cell, 6x9. We want all of our men and women to have space and privacy and to own their own homes one day outright so they have freedom, financial freedom as well. And so we pull no punches in the Wings program. We are motivational, educational, and we are always working to develop and perfect an action plan that's tailored for the individual who is sitting in front of us. And we've had people, you know, who were teenagers and people of all ages come through. We've had men inside who had CDL licenses and were doing well until they made a big mistake. We've had men who've had their own businesses, women who had degrees in accounting and who embezzled $70,000. We've had all kinds of individuals, my friends. And the one thing we see that's a commonality is that people inside very often want a shortcut. And we know in the Wings program that there are no shortcuts. God's laws are out there for everyone. And he wants us to, you know, embrace those laws, to live by those laws, and to move forward in an action plan, implementing those laws within the actual goals and dreams of the individual and their families. And it's powerful. So we have had a lot of success in the Wings program. And I just want to tell you once again, if you're out there listening and you know someone who is in transition from recovery or reentry from after incarceration, someone who has lost a job and who hasn't worked for a year or 2 years and has become lazy, who needs motivation, if you have somebody who's in depression and is unable to move forward, I want you to give us a call once again here at Holy Spirit Radio and let us help you by getting the Wings program implemented for those individuals that are in your circle. And again, 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. And we'll be happy to, speak to that individual or group of individuals. So the Wings program is tailored to the individual in front of us. Okay. Whether he has children, no children, married, not married, whether he's 21 years old or 62 years old, we can tailor the program exactly for what he needs to move him forward. We meet people where they're at. And it doesn't matter if he has faith or no faith. We will pick that up as we meet the individual and move him forward to a better situation, drawing from that infinite well, which is God's hand, the love of God, which is so powerful. We try to, help men to find their faith as one of the great goals in the Wings program. But we also help them to find, their way back into their families. Many of our men have been disowned or have been separated through incarceration or recovery. Our job is to heal those wounds of the past and to get them back together once again, and to get men to be working on the books, to make a good living, to help their children to get educated, and to, live a good life as well, and to stop that circle of that revolving door where children of inmates are becoming inmates one day. Our job is to break that cycle, and with your help, we can do a lot more. So the Wings program has four fundamentals that are key to the success of every person who attends Wings. Number one, we have to get our priorities straight in life. And the priorities in life are these: God first, you second, your family third, your work fourth, community service fifth, and hobbies and sports number six. Many times we see people not succeeding in recovery or reentry because their priorities are upside down. God may be last on the list or not in the list at all. Sometimes we see people who are out there playing ball when they should be working and they have no income and they have a very desperate situation. Again, priorities are misaligned. We have to, you know, get this straight. Other times we see people who are, you know, workaholics who are working 80 to 100 hours a week and lose their families. The goal is to succeed in all areas of our lives, a spiritual relationship with God, in yourself, physically, mentally, and spiritually, in your own manhood, your captainship, to succeed as a human being, as a man, in God's eyes, to succeed in your family life as a husband and father, to be a great grandfather to your grandchildren, and to be employed either by your own business or by someone else's business via the trades or with a college degree, high school diploma, but to be employed, working on the books, paying taxes, and doing everything you can to provide necessities to your children, to your family. Helping your wife with the groceries, with the rent, the mortgage payment, the education, vacations, clothing, food, water. It's all important. In the Wings program, we see an abundance of men who have disowned people who depend on them out of irresponsibility. From incarceration to recovery, we see women handling responsibility on their own, very often on welfare or unemployment or, you know, at the mercy of other people in the family because it's hard to raise children by yourself. God wants a mother and a father to be there for the kids. To create a strong family, he says in the book of Genesis, a man will leave his mother and father and join his wife, and the two will become one flesh. They will be fruitful and multiply. In other areas, St. Paul says, husbands, care for your wife as you care for your own body. Give it all. Don't hold back. Don't be selfish. Neglectful, abusive. God wants us to be generous, compassionate, patient, understanding. He wants us to be, you know, dedicated and in a situation where we're in adulterous relationships, divided, creating problems for kids. And we see a lot of children today born out of wedlock. More than 80 to 90% in some communities. And those kids are growing up without their fathers present. Can we do better? Of course we can. We have a man in our program who had 27 kids. And he said to me, he said, Mr. Montone, I'm 62 years old. I have spent close to 25 to 30 years in and out of prison. But I have 27 kids. And I haven't been there for any of them. What can I do? He said to me. I said, well, you can't change the past. You have 27 kids. But what you can do is work hard, come home, and never return to prison again. Work hard at home, build up your finances, and make an impact on each and every individual that you can. your children, your grandchildren, give them what you can, because it's a large family with multiple mothers and fathers now, stepfathers. All we can do is the best that we can do. So you can't change the past, but you can be the best man and role model that you can, and give from the heart, financially, emotionally. Give quality time to your kids and grandkids, and try to, you know, do the best you can, because you can't change the past, my friend. So in the Wings program, these are important fundamentals. Once again, priorities in life have to be straight. The second area we have to look at is the core of Wings, which is the 168. The fact that we have 168 hours of total time in a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the 168 has to be positive. Every hour of the week has to be positive. All positive people, all positive habits, things that build you up and not take you down. No drugs, no alcohol, no laziness, no abuse or neglect. All positive to help you to succeed, building up your own life and then passing it on to your kids and your grandkids, doing the very best you can, making the most of your time, which is the most valuable asset that we have, because when we're out of time, that's it. There are no more opportunities for us to do good things for other people. The third fundamental after priorities in life and time management, the use of the 168, is balance. That you and I, my friends, must be in balance mentally, spiritually, and physically. For the mind, body, and soul, all three must be fed in a positive way. We cannot neglect the spirit or the soul and be spiritually void. We cannot neglect our minds or our bodies and end up with no education or end up with a terrible physical situation that causes us to be infirm, to be sick, to be in a position where we can't work, we can't walk, we can't see, we can't hear. We've got to take care of our body, our mind, and our soul. And when we feed all three, the body, mind, and soul, we have balance. And when you have balance in the 168, you're able to have peace in your life. And then when you have peace, you can put joy into your life. No peace, you have something else. If you don't have peace today, my friends, give us a call at 215-345-1570, because the Wings program can help you to find peace. Again, we want balance. And when we have balance, we have peace. When we have peace with God, we can share that peace with other people. If we have no peace, we probably have something else, like depression, anxiety, fears, jealousy, nervousness. God wants us to have peace. When the Lord was here on earth and came into homes and crowds, he said to people many times, "Peace be with you. Peace be upon you." He wants us to do the same, to bring that peace to other people. To who? To your neighbors, to your husbands, your wives, to your children, to your parents. He wants us to bring that peace, because in life, there are times when people have difficulty, challenges, struggles, from all kinds of reasons. The loss of a loved one, loss of a job, medical issues, financial issues, disappointment in relationships, all kinds of things. So one of the great goals in the Wings program is to help people to find the peace. Peace after depression. Peace once again after the loss of a loved one. He calls us to bring the peace once again into the hearts and minds of other people. But first and foremost, my friends, you and I must have that peace. For us to share the peace, we must walk in peace with God. That's the ultimate peace. And God will give us those opportunities to bring those people that we come in contact with the peace of God, the love of God, through the Word of God, which is very powerful. So we have balance, which is a third objective after priorities in life, time management in the 168, and balance. And the fourth fundamental, my friends, is the circle of influence. The philosophy here is that the people around you and I must be positive. They cannot be negative. They must have a positive impact on us. They must be building us up and not tearing us down. And this goes for family, friends, acquaintances, anybody in our circles must be positive. They cannot be people who are trying to pull you away from God, pull you away from responsibility, making you irresponsible, pulling you into crowds who are dealing illegal activity, involved with all kinds of things. God wants you to have a good agenda for this day and this week, and to stay with it, to see it through, to become a finisher. So your circle of influence, if it needs to change, only you can do it. You have to make what we call a captain decision, a command decision, to make a choice. Who is more important in your life? Is it going to be you or the person who's leading you down the wrong pathway? The person who is tearing you down, taking from you, and not building you up? Once again, my friends, the four fundamentals of the Wings program: priorities in life, time management, the utilization of the 168 in a positive way. Number three, balance, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And then the circle of influence, making sure good people are around you all the time. That's our show for today, my friends. If you need the Wings program or you'd like to sponsor the Wings program, give us a call, 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570, and do it today. That's our show for today. Have a great day. God bless you. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.
Love and